Okay, so again, we are on page 276, Siman Kuf Yud, Sif Dalet, which is the very last line in the Machaber. So, the Machaber says as follows. And so we were talking about Shmoneh Esrei. We were talking about how about if someone is in a situation when they can't daven Shmoneh Esrei, they're traveling, they're this, that. So therefore, the next step is Hayotze Loderach. Someone's about to go out to travel. They're about to begin a journey. Right. Now, again, Mishnah Berurah points out this is even if you did daven Shmoneh Esrei already, right? You came to Shacharis. You're going on a journey, Yispalo. So you have to say a tefillah as follows. Yihi ratzon ofenecha, Hashem Elokeinu ve'Elokei Avoseinu, may it be your will, Hashem, our God and the God of our fathers, shetolicheinu l'shalom, you should take us in, you should travel us in peace, and so on and so forth. Everyone knows, or hopefully is familiar, with the rest of the tefillah. And the Machaber continues, Sarech la'omra b'loshen rabin. You're supposed to say tefillah saderech in plural form. Now, there's a very important Mishnah. There's a very important Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says that, well, we'll see in a second, this refers to the entire tefillah saderech. Because shemitokach, since you're davening in plural form, not tolicheini l'shalom, tosdeini l'shalom, which would make more sense. Hashem, take me, guide me, right? We say, guide us. Who's the us? I don't see. So the answer is, Mishnah Berurah says, a very important rule, shemitokach, because you're davening in tefillah, in plural form, tefiloso nishmas yoser. Your tefillah is more likely to be heard. Not davening with a minion, unless it's a group flight to Israel or something like that. But again, it's important, even though you're not talking with him, but you're part, you at least consider yourself a part of a group. So again, we all know this Chos HaRabim, the merit of many people together. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Sefer HaKana that says, some say, V'titneni, L'chein l'chas rachmi me'enech v'kol, that when you get to titneini, that is in singular form. So there's a difference of opinion. But basically, except for maybe that one word, everything is in plural form. I remember many, many years ago, when my parents took me to Eretz Yisrael for my bar mitzvah, I had this close to sing the Nazir of Yerushalayim. The Nazir of Yerushalayim, and got a bracha from him. And at the time, he mentioned to me about the importance of davening, not only in a minyan, but davening in plural form. Exactly this halacha. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that when we say you're supposed to daven it in plural form, that is in a tefillah hakavua l'rabim. That's in a set tefillah. Whatever, like the tefillahs we know. However, aval kisha adam rotza levakesh esop hakasha be'ad atzmo, but if you're davening, let's say at the end of Shmoneh Esrei, you're saying your own thing, for a personal need that you personally have. So you're winging it, as we call it, right? You're saying your own tefillah. Ein tzarech lispal b'loshen rabim. You don't have to daven in plural form. You can daven in singular form. Okay, now the Mishnah Berurah, another very interesting part of the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah again in Chav continues and says that it's important that a person yasak b'torah b'derech, that when you are traveling, you should learn. Person should learn. And the Mishnah Berurah brings out Chazal that says, "Hamahalak b'derech u'mafne liba lo atola, mechay b'nasho." That if you travel and you just think about nothing, so then that's putting you, chas v'shalom, in danger. You always see these gadol pictures, you know, so-and-so on a plane learning, right? So here we see it's not just, I mean, obviously they won't waste a minute. These great people won't waste a minute anyways. But again, you see that this is a particular thing that a person, school if you want to call it, the person should learn while they're traveling. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that you don't learn deeply because, you know, you're traveling, maybe you can't focus, maybe you're busy, whatever. But the Mishnah Berurah says that you should learn. Then he brings down that maybe that if you're not the one so involved, like somebody else is leading the horses and you're just on the stagecoach, then you can even learn deeply. You can even do that. And Halacha says that you should... before I go further, again, a very long Mishnah Berurah Chav. The Mishnah Berurah also, the Chofetz Chaim says a couple other things. And when a person's traveling, they should bring bread with them. They should bring food with them. Even, afilu halak lamakam karav, even if you go into a close place. Because you never know. You know, you get stuck on the 405, you could be there for years. And you know, you don't have any food. And also, this you might have also heard, Mishnah Berurah again in Chaf says that when somebody travels, you should take your talis and tefillin with you. Your talis and tefillin. Even if you're going to a close pace and you're going to come back right away, because, as I said before, you never know. You never know what happens. And then you're stuck. Yeah.
What defines journey? How far?
We're going to see. Basically, the tefillah. Right. I can't cover it. You know, I have to give you a reason to come back. Okay, let's finish up the Mechaber because it's getting a little late. And I don't want to answer Myron's question because I want to make sure he comes back on Sunday. Anytime. You should daven in plural. V'im asher yamod me'ela kishyamrena. Again, finishing up the Mechaber that when you say what we call tefillah sederach, you should stop, you should stand while you're saying it. V'im haya rochev ein tzarach leireid. But if you're riding on something, let's say you're riding on a horse, so you stop the horse, but you don't have to get down from the horse. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah says that if you can, you should stop. But if you can't, obviously, so then obviously you can say tefillah sederach while traveling. And I just want to mention the Mishnah Berurah also says that some people are not careful with this halacha that they take their tefillin with them. So he says, and they rely upon the fact that they're going somewhere where there'll be a front person, and even if you get stuck, I'll borrow tefillin from somebody. So the Mishnah Berurah has a very strong language for them. He says, "Va'avonam gadol." It's a very big sin that they don't take the tefillin with them, because he says sometimes it happens. You know, you get stuck and you miss zman, you don't have tefillin. So okay, maybe in the city there's somebody who has tefillin, but it's early. It's getting late in the morning, and you go miss Shema. So you say Shema. So now you're saying Shema, but you're saying Shema without tefillin, which you know is not good. So if I only would have taken the tefillin with them. I remember one time I was at a bris once when I was in New York, and there was a bris, and there was this big Rosh Yeshiva coming in. And it was coming a little late, so they made the bris a little later, so this Rosh Yeshiva, who was a relative, could come in. And he davened chakras already. But I noticed that when he came in with an attaché case. And it happened to be, somebody told me, one of my friends was there, he saw this Rosh Yeshiva open up the attaché case. The only thing in the attaché case was a couple of svarim and his talis and tefillin. So this guy asked him, the Rosh Yeshiva brought his talis, and he said, yeah. He said, but the Rosh Yeshiva davened already. And was planning to go back. He was going to fly back and forth, and it wasn't until a long flight. It was like one of those 45-minute flights to New York. He lived in not that far. But see, we have this halacha. So you see both of these ideas. In other words, the idea about learning, that a person should learn while they're, even in JetBlue, when you could look at other things. But, and also you should take your talis and tefillin with you, because you never know. And food. Food is pretty obvious now, because you're not going to get food on the plane. So how much soda and chips could you eat?
If you go somewhere for Shabbos, and you know you're coming back mostly Shabbos, you have to bring your tefillin.
You should still bring your tefillin, because you never know.
I just was my position.